trying to figure out me has always been an ongoing thing, and it has always been what this podcast has been about. Basically, just speaking my thoughts out loud, and if someone catches it and is... Good day. Hi. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I am currently recording this at 11 a.m. on the day this should have gone live an hour ago, but it's a public holiday, so it's okay. Life has been hectic, and I've just been trying to cope, which I'll get to in this episode, but today is Human Rights Day in South Africa, which is historically linked to the, let me just get the date, 1960 Sharpeville Massacre. I did cover this a while ago. 69 people died, 180 were wounded by the police while they were protesting the pass laws back in the day. And it's been made into a public holiday, which is great because this day is all about human rights. And recently I've had to think long and hard as to what I want to do, what I can do, and just trying to figure out this murky picture of my life. You know, it's not very clear, and that has been annoying me, but yeah, I am. So that's what I'm trying to do, because coming to the realization that people have literally fought and died so that I could have rights has really put into perspective the privileges I have as someone living in 2024. I mean, stripping down the bare bone minimum of human existence, there are laws that have been put in place to make sure I have my basic needs met. I have access to water. I heard Joburg was like without water for literal days, and it's been an issue. Like, you have the right to water, the right to school and education and all sorts of things. The fact that the laws have been upgraded and edited and changed so that some of the old school ways have been abolished, like apartheid, yet some of the mindsets and the processes still linger is mind-blowing to me. We've made progress, granted. Things have changed, granted, but not by much. And I say that because we still have all sorts of incidents taking place that have been addressed as bad, wrong, illegal, yet they're still happening today. We now know about them more because of social media and technology and the access we have, but the changes still haven't been that major to the point that people are like, yeah, no, it's great. No, it's good. It's not great. Don't get me wrong. I'm very grateful. But there has been change, and I'm in a different space, and I just want to take some time to figure it all out. I'm not leaving. Trust me. I'm not going anywhere. Opposite, really. I just decided that this day today and the subsequent weekend that is coming up, I have a lot of decisions to make, which is exhausting, decision fatigue, all that, because I'm starting to do more things in ways I'm not used to. For example, I recently just started putting my face in vlogs that I'm recording. I'm being more assertive about certain things and being like, you know what, no, that's not acceptable. And also being proactive about other things. I know I'm being vague, I'm sorry, but all will be revealed soon. As just trying to figure out me has always been an ongoing thing, and it has always been what this podcast has been about. Basically, just speaking my thoughts out loud, and if someone catches it and is taught something about themselves, about the world, about life, if they are inspired in some way, the point of me to put this out there is to hopefully help at least just one person in life. Job done. That's it. And it's also really fun. I truly enjoy the entire process, start to finish. But back to the point. My life is changing. I am changing. I'm growing. I'm evolving. And I'm making changes to my routines. I'm going to try out a few different ones, especially with how I do my work and my content and my things, because they aren't separate entities, you know? I need to know what I need for sleep. I need to know what I need to do my work. I need to know how to handle my podcast and my vlogs. All of those have different needs. And to try and find a balance between all of them and still include some play so I can have some fun, include self-care. I've got, you know, just life maintenance to do. Whether it's like my eyebrows or my hair, which I got done yesterday. I feel like a million bucks. My hairdresser Candace had a special. I messaged her for an appointment. I went. And it's things like that because it takes time out of your day. It took me like an hour tops. She did an excellent job. She did deep cleanse the scalp and do all the things. And I love going to her. But that is an hour out of my day just for the hair appointment itself. It's travel time. I generally go to a mall afterwards. Those take time out of your day. You know, maintaining friendships and stuff. I'm so sorry. You know who you are. I'll get to your voice notes. If I haven't already by the time this goes live. Like, maintaining friendships and relationships is hectic. I had a birthday on Tuesday of a family member. Yesterday was a cousin's birthday. Tomorrow is my brother's birthday. Things are going on. So there's just life in general that is happening all the time. And then all these other things that are going on. So, like my sleep. I know I've lacked sleep because of just stress of recent events and days in life. Sleep is important. It is the foundation of your day. If you don't get a good night's sleep, you don't start the next day on a good footing. So fixing my sleep habits is definitely a key factor for everything going forward. But then also building up my routines to be better suited to that conducive environment is something I'm trying to strive for, because I haven't had a good sleep, or rather let me say a clean sleep routine. I've been struggling to sleep lately, so I'm scrolling, I'm all these things. I'm not using my blue light blocking glasses. Holy crap, that is a tongue twister. So, that, wow, okay, well done me. So things like that tend to affect me, and then the next morning I'm groggy, I'm not firing on all cylinders. And it's just not good. So, trying to up everything and get to everything in a day is impossible, which is why I like to have like a weekly view. And especially because it's like one podcast episode goes live a week. What does my week look like? Where can I work in extra time? Am I going to need it? What can't I do? Just prep and plan, which I do love to do, so it's fine. But that's enough rambling. I've decided to make a list of things I want to do going forward, and the most immediate things I want to do is get my YouTube stuff up and running, because I've got literally like, what, four years this year of backlog for the YouTube that I need to get up, just in terms of uploading podcast episodes to YouTube. I wanted to do a video format and then a, you know, audio format just for the fun of it, because as I am going back and editing vlogs, I'm finding old pictures that I wanted to insert to show something as you listening. So I have to basically edit twice as much, and then also edit the vlogs on top of the audio and video versions of the YouTube. I want to upload on Instagram, which as I'm editing, photos and things will come up, which will be, you know, the stuff I will upload to Instagram. I also want to get a proper link tree or link in bio going, because I currently only have my Castbox, but I prefer to use Spotify because I can add questions and options for, you know, the little section that they have where you can like choose an answer kind of a thing. So there's that. I also was suggested by a great friend of mine, my bestie, yay, to do a Pinterest account, and I was just like, that's a great idea. So I've got my work cut out for me, trying to run my podcast, start up my YouTube, gain consistency with my Instagram, and do the Pinterest stuff. So that's a lot of work on top of the job that pays me, which is a whole other episode I will be speaking about next week. So I just have a lot going on, and I definitely plan on taking you all with me. I think there's three of you now. Yay! Thank you. Like, I don't know who this other person is, but thank you. If you hear this episode and you go to my Instagram, let me know who you are. Or them. Your choice. Love your life. But yeah, I am going to be taking you all along with me. I'm very excited for it. Until then, I would just like to remind you, and by that I'm talking to me, remind myself, of the privilege I have and the luck I also have to be able to be where I am and when I am in time. Because we forget sometimes that research for a school project was a nightmare. Having to go to a library or something to get a project done was a schlep. Yet now we just open our phone, type a few stuff, copy it into a document on our Google Drive, edit it, send it through the printer via Wi-Fi, and then done. Life is so much easier now that we have an access to everything at the touch of a button. It's crazy. I love technology, and especially modern technology. I am so obsessed. I mean, there's even this Asus laptop that came out that is literally two screens, people. Where your keyboard is on a laptop, that is actually a magnet. You pull that up and boom, you've got two different screens that sits on an angle. It makes the whole thing. I was just, wow. What a time to be alive. Like, I'm absolutely grateful for everything we have. But I'm not overly concerned about how others perceive me or what they think of me. Because technology has made it so easy for people to see everything we have going on. And I don't subscribe to that. I don't follow trends or keep up with people or anything, really. I've mentioned this. I love to live under my rock. And it's because I know that the access we have can be used for good, but it can have a dark side. We can fall down rabbit holes that we struggle to get out of. I mean, honestly, I fell down the rabbit hole of the who the F did I marry woman. Like, that was insane. That was insane. I haven't heard the full 8.5 hour drama. The 50-part series on TikTok. Sorry. No. Not willing to do that. I cut it through and watched the Kenny JD video. I'll see if I can link it below. Yeah, she handled that in under 2 hours. I listened to that while I was working. So, great. But we have access to really personal details of people. And granted, this woman voluntarily shared all this information. We know a lot about people. Like, sometimes a bit too much, which is where the whole parasocial relationship thing comes in. But it's only because people put that information out there. I'm very of the mind that if someone volunteers information, great. But if they have someone blast their information through nefarious means or through spiteful purposes, that's not nice. Or fair, but unfortunately that's life. It can make people obsess over others. I mean, look at the Kardashians. That is the best example I can use. Like, everyone wants to know everything. And people have become very demanding of information from these people because they've shared so much. And I don't like that. It's not for me, especially with trends. I don't like that the internet has made people obsessive about trends and fashion and things happening right now to the point that people stampede through shops to buy things. We are all in our own journey, in our own time, on our own path. We will achieve what we are meant to, we'll get what we are supposed to, and we'll be where we are meant to be in our own way. Checking in on other people to compare yourself to them is the worst thing you can do. And I don't think it's conducive to anyone. Personally, I like to see what other people are doing and then check in with myself. Like, does this resonate with me in some way? And if it does, cool. Why is it resonating? And then be like, cool, you do you. I'm happy for you. And cut it off there. Even if I disagree with a person, I'm not going to leave a hate comment. People who have the audacity to leave hate comments for no reason, I can't. I only add comments if they help or they just like a gentle, I love what you're sharing kind of thing. And I don't mean that in a toxic positivity way. I'm just saying, why add hate to the world? If someone's doing something wrong, be just like, this is wrong because it's illegal, or it's gonna hurt someone, or it's not good for you. Great, that's fine. But like just spreading random hate? No. One of the things that recently just made me cackle, and I mean, I don't mean, you know, LOL, laugh, no. I cackled when I got the notification, because as we know, I'm a Starbucks Gold member. It's only valid until, I think, middle of the year. If I don't reach the stars, I doubt that. I will see. But Starbucks and Stanley are doing a collab. And Stanley, as in the Stanley cups that went viral, yeah, they are collaborating with Starbucks. So, here's a quick rundown. These cups that are being made are only available for pre-order up until tomorrow, 22nd of March. The cost of these cups is 1,600. Let me repeat that number for the people in the back. 1,600 rands. Okay. So you're paying 1,600 rand. This thing will only be delivered in December of this year. We're almost at the end of March. That is 9 months of waiting. Plus, they added a tiny little addendum at the bottom, warning of a possible delay in shipping. So, it might be later than the date of December. And that there might also be a slight color differentiation between what you receive and what is shown on the poster. My problem is, people went insane for the Stanley Cups in the last few months. Maybe year. And I'm still using the same blue oceanic type of one I've had for literal years. The only difference from the one I bought to the one I currently have is that I bought an adapter for the top, which cost me like $20 on sale. So I fill my little flask thermos typo thing up, I put the lid on, and Bob's your uncle, I've got a little nozzle to drink from whenever I want. It was not that bad. My point is, trends can make people go crazy, but as an individual, you have control over what you buy, what you choose to follow online, and what to do. Because you can choose to unfollow accounts that don't serve you. You can choose to not buy that item. Because trust me, marketing, hello. They know what they're doing. They get paid really well to do that. My favorite recent ad is it Buco or Build It? It's this weird take on a Braveheart speech. And I'm just like, this is a genius ad. This is a genius. I want to do DIYs. This ad has inspired me. So marketing knows what they're doing. They paid well to do those things. But you can tailor your social media consumption to not make you buy those impulsive things. And also just budgeting. We mentioned this earlier in March. Budgets. I'm going to leave that below. Budget, people. Budget. I literally said this to my sister. She was looking for a present for my brother. And she's like, what do you think I should buy him? I'm like, that's not the question. The question is, what's your budget? Like, figure that out. I've been going on for too long, so I'm going to wrap this episode up here. In summary, I am going through changes and phases in my life. I have no idea what's going to happen going forward, but I plan on taking it in stride. Like, I'm going to march to my own drum. I'm going to protect my peace because that is vital. And I'm going to keep my boundaries up. I'm going to firm those walls of my boundaries because I've let them down real hard recently and they need to be blown up straight back. Okay? Because especially now that my life is going to take a more public platform, I need to be okay with it. And I think I will be. I won't show and tell everything, which I mentioned earlier, it's fine. But I will be giving you a peek into my life a little more. And hopefully if it can show anyone that life isn't perfect and it's a learning curve that isn't all that straight, then that's okay. I'm done. The song of the week is Spinning Around by Kylie Minogue. And I love the song because that's what it feels like is happening right now in my life. I'm just spinning. I have a lot of decisions to make. I'm tired. Life keeps happening. My mind is whirling because of everything. And time keeps going. The days keep moving. everything keeps happening and I'm spinning, the world is spinning, life keeps moving. I can't pause and just breathe. I'm just going. And I've done some of the best things for myself when I've decided to just drown out all the noise, focus down, and zero in on one thing. So I think that is the best thing I could do for myself, which is just dive in at the deep end of everything and just keep swimming. As cliche as it is, just keep swimming. So this is a song for the week. It's a vibe. Kylie Minogue is a legend and I've been going on for too long. So as per usual, keep being a better being. I'll see you in next week's episode, which will explain so much more, because after this weekend, I'll have a lot of clarity, especially on Monday. And then I'll upload the next episode on time next week. So, yeah, I'm done. I will see you in next week's episode. Love you. Bye.